This is Mike Kay and Sal Berrigan coming to you from Inside Pulse at Comic-Con 2014. We're here with Brian Buccioletto. We're just going to talk to him a little bit about Batman's 75th anniversary and how's that working on that right now?
He's Batman, so it's always exciting and an honor to work on someone. You know, he's Batman. Like, I have a hard time explaining beyond the fact that I'm saying he's Batman, you know?
And what can we look forward to on some of your work with him right now?
So right now, Francis Manapul and I are co-writing Detective, and Francis draws it, and then I color it. We finished our first arc called Icarus, and we are going to be launching into our second arc, which will have him face to face with a new 52 version of Anarchy.
That's really cool. So we were looking over your bio, and it was interesting that one of your first big work was Punisher and Batman back in the day. So how did you get your break into that?
Well, I mean, that most of my work up until 2011 was coloring. My brother interned at Marvel Comics in the 80s, and so did I, and he learned how to color back then. And he lived out in L.A., I was living in New York, I grew up in New York, and he basically said, move out to L.A. and I'll teach you how to color comic books. So that's how I got my start. And when I moved out to L.A., I decided I wanted to be a writer, and I started working on screenwriting and taking classes and all that sort of thing. And at some point, my passion and my skills for writing intersected with my day-to-day job of coloring, and I was given the opportunity to write comics.
Very cool. And how was it working with your brother? Any sibling rivalry there?
No, he's my older brother, and, no rivalry for me, not at all.
And how was the natural transition going from artist to writer? What was that like?
It's weird when I hear things about transition, you know, from character to character, or, you know, the type of art that you're doing. I don't see that it's a transition. Things are different. When you write a story about a character, and then you write a story about a different character, it's just a different experience. You're still creating. So, you know, coloring comic books is a creative process. Writing comics is a different creative process. For me, I'm more passionate about writing because I feel like I have no limitations when it comes to writing. As an artist, I feel like I have a lot of limitations. So I prefer to write, I think, because it's more satisfying to me, and I feel like I can sort of get closer to, you know, the brass ring than I could as an artist.
So you've tackled The Flash, you've tackled Batman now. Any other properties you'd like to work on?
You know what? I would love to do like an adventure comics version of Superboy. I think that's probably the DC character that I would most like to do. I know he doesn't exist right now in the new 52. Mm-hmm. Who knows? You know, everything's always changing. So maybe one day I will get that opportunity.
Very cool. So what are some of the differences between working for like a DC versus being in your self-published work?
Well, obviously, DC books, you're going to get a lot more people seeing what you do. I mean, their sales far outnumber. I mean, self-publishing is really difficult, and it's difficult to get the comic store owners to order your books. It's just a numbers game. They have a certain budget, and they're going to order DC, Marvel, and Image, and rarely will they go outside those three. So it's a real uphill, sort of grassroots, long game when you're doing self-publishing. The upside of all that is you get to do what the hell you want, right? Because no one tells you how to do your business. But when you're working for DC or Marvel, they're paying you, so they get the final say. So I think what people who do work for hire have to understand is that you don't get the final say, so you can't be so precious about what you write. You have to leave room for the people who are the caretakers of these characters to say, hey, you know what? We can't have you do that because of this, or this is going on in this book. You know, everyone wants to write the story they want to write, but when you write for a publisher like Marvel or DC, you have to work within the parameters that they set forth. And, you know, you just do the best damn job you can within those parameters. And so, I mean, it's different, but they're both rewarding in their own way.
Can you tell us a little bit about your new Kickstarter campaign, Sons of the Devil?
Absolutely. It is already financed, so we're doing a comic book and a short film. The short film will shoot August 22nd through the 25th, and it's a 10-minute short film that we want to sort of roll into a digital series, and the comic book will be an ongoing series. The Sons of the Devil is sort of about cults, and it follows a sort of Charles Manson, Jim Jones type figure who has made a deal with the devil that if he sacrifices his 90 followers and his 9 children, then the devil will be reborn through him, hell on earth, all that kind of stuff. The day that happens, or the night that's going to happen, one of his followers kidnaps a bunch of the infants, so he can't complete the job. So we fast forward 25 years, and we see what life is like for these people who were infants in this cult, who were brought into a foster care, and have grown up not knowing that they're sort of the sons of the devil. And of course, things get bad when he returns and he wants to finish the job and sacrifice them.
So for the foreseeable future, do you see yourself working on more of your independent stuff? Are you working for DC or a combination thereof?
A combination. I mean, I love working for DC and love working on big characters, but creatively I also, you know, I like doing my own thing as well. I like to be my own master. You know, I don't mind being, someone else's tool to help tell the best stories for their characters, but I also need to feed, you know, the monster inside me, you know.
I like that. Yeah. So who are some of your favorite artists or writers to work with?
To work with? I mean, obviously Francis would be at the top of the list. He and I are good friends, and we collaborate very well together. He's got a studio mate named Scott Hepburn that I've done a few books with. I've written some solo stuff that he's drawn, and I think he's a really good artist, and his storytelling is pretty amazing, Scott Hepburn. On Sons of the Devil, I was looking for an artist, and I stumbled across this fellow named Tony Infante. He's like 25 years old, from Barcelona, had never done American books, and he's a phenomenal artist, and I couldn't be happier with him.
Very cool. So if a brand new reader was coming in, what would you want them to read?
One issue?
Well, yeah, let's say one issue, or what works would you want them to take a look at?
Good Run would probably be best.
I think you can start with volume 1 of Flash, move forward. I think, you know, I'm very proud of the work we did on that. I think the full complete arc of Icarus is really good. Flash 0 and the Flash Annual 2, I'm really proud of that as well.
Very cool. Well, Brian, thank you so much for the interview. We really appreciate it.
Of course.
Inside Pulse, that's Salad Mike signing off.